Hello, my name is Eric L. Cooper, and I am your money education host. Disclosures out of the way, this podcast is published and provided for informational entertainment purposes only. Information in this podcast is not investment advice and constitutes the content creator's own opinions. None of the information contained in the podcast constitutes a recommendation that any particular security portfolio, securities transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any specific person. Now that that loveliness is out of the way, you can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Eric L. Cooper, E-R-I-K L. Cooper, Instagram and YouTube. Today, I would like to talk about a fiduciary. What is it? One of my main sales pitches in my IRA, Registered Investment Advisory Practice, is that I act in a capacity as a fiduciary. But I've had people come back to me and say, yeah, that's great, man, but what is it? Don't care. Here's why you should care. So the definition, a fiduciary is a person who holds a legal or ethical relationship of trust with someone or a group of people. Okay, perfect. The job of a fiduciary is to prudently take care of money or assets for another person, right? So what does that mean in the investment advisory business? Well, when it comes to FINRA and the SEC, the definition is fairly clear. It basically stipulates that advisors must place the interest, their own interest, below that of their clients. Said differently, clients come first. They have to be taken care of. And then the advisor can think about his or her own well-being, right? I'm often told, you really are a fiduciary, Eric. And then my friends laugh at me, but I don't understand the joke. What am I missing? I'm just kidding. I get the joke. That was PG-13. Moving on. So, if someone is a fiduciary, they would be prohibited from making trades in a client's account that would result in higher commissions for themselves or their investment firms. So, again, client has to come first. It's also highly important for an advisor to avoid conflicts of interest. Any and all conflicts as a fiduciary must be disclosed to the client. Okay, that seems reasonable enough, right? All this sounds like, yeah, really? Duh. Of course, this is how it's supposed to work. Well, on Wall Street and financial advisors, that's not actually how it works. Most advisors adhere to a suitability standard. What is that? Instead of having to place the advisor's interest below that of a client, a suitability standard only requires that a broker-dealer must reasonably believe that any recommendation are suitable for the client. So it's got to be good enough. It's not perfect. I might make a fat commission and a lot of money off of it, but as long as it's good enough. Here, for example, when they were starting to talk about imposing fiduciary rule on a national standard or state by state, sales of annuities fell off a cliff because companies knew they couldn't fully get away with selling an annuity to a client, knowing that's not in the best interest of the client because the fees are so astronomical. Annuities fees have 6% up front and 1-3% trailing year after year. And then if you want to sell the thing, good luck. So that's not in the best interest. But is it suitable? Is it good enough? Sure. So you have to be careful when you're picking and finding an advisor that they are adhering to the fiduciary standard, that your clients, your interest as a client is coming first. So here's another silly example. Under the fiduciary standard, an investment advisor are strictly prohibited from buying a mutual fund, index fund, ETF, actively managed product, you name it, or other investment product that would earn him or her a higher commission. You can't do it. as a fiduciary, you have to scour the landscape and say, hey, let me find a product that is low cost that makes sense for my client. That is putting the client's interest first. Under the suitability requirement, this isn't the case. As long as the investment is suitable, it can be purchased. This can easily incentivize brokers to sell their own products ahead of competing products that may be at a much lower cost. So there's a lot of regulatory action being talked about, proposed, introduced right now, and it's happening on a state by state. It was being talked about from the Department of Labor on a national level to introduce the fiduciary standard. And then they came up with a kind of a bastardized version, which was BIC. I think it was the best interest of the client standard, which was a little more stringent than the suitability, but not quite fiduciary. So this has been ongoing through the Department of Labor. Now state by state, I think Jersey just came out with something. Maybe Maryland was talking about it, to make all advisors adhere to the fiduciary standard. So client's interest first. I know this is a crazy concept out there, but lo and behold, if these things start taking place, the business practices of broker-dealers will start changing. For example, when they thought it was going to happen, Merrill Lynch basically did away with commissions in their 401k and the retirement planning practice and said it was going to be a fee-only business. And then I think they reversed course on that, but people are watching this very closely, and Wall Street firms are spending millions of dollars lobbying to try and fight this because it really goes against the firms and their own advisors' best interest under the if they got rid of the suitability standard. So anyway, that was a long-winded way of saying you need to be careful and understand if your advisor is adhering to the fiduciary standard or their suitability standard. So you have to know what the fiduciary standard is. Ask that question. There are two questions you should ask. Are you a fiduciary? What are your fees? If they're not a fiduciary, chances are they're charging much higher fees and you should turn on your heels and sprint. But understand what it means, what it is. There are a lot of charlatans and snake oil salesmen out there that are just trying to sell any kind of product to line their pockets and don't actually have clients' interest first. So when my friends say, Eric, you are a fiduciary, instead of getting offended, I say, you know what? Thank you very much. I take a lot of pride in that. All right, well, thank you for listening. This was another Money Education. My name is Eric Cooper. I can be found on Instagram and YouTube at Eric L. Cooper, E-R-I-K-L Cooper. Hope to talk to you next time. Hit me on either one of those platforms to let me know what content you'd like to hear about or what topics. We'll see you next time. Take care.